This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I think what we feel about the year, everybody wants the year to be gone. If you turn the page, does that mean things are going to be different? In some ways, yeah, you got a better opportunity to move ahead, or at least you think you do. New beginnings, fresh, well, even a new month and a new day and a new hour. Always opportunities for us to move ahead on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. And we have the newsletter for the day, which has the usual baloney in it, the updates on vaccines and the what happens with COVID and the political realities of what's going on. So let's start, Jen, with the vaccines and priorities and how much it's going to cost to get this all started. Who's zooming who, whom, in other words. That's literal now.
I don't know if it's anybody zooming anybody. I think, obviously, people are going to make money off of this. That's just a given. And probably a good question is where and who, because that's always a good one to follow. But I think, I don't know, I was listening to a lot of, maybe because I'm so close to California and there's some craziness going on here, I was listening to I was listening to Chris Cuomo last night on CNN, and he was going off and lecturing people about how they just didn't do a good job at Thanksgiving, and they're the reason that we're having this spike, and that people are getting too confident because, this is what he said, competent leadership is coming soon, and there's a vaccine out ahead. And I thought, okay.
What an arrogant ass.
I don't need to be lectured by someone who has already had it, because obviously whatever he did wasn't good enough. He's had it, and was sneaking out of his basement when he had it. And then in the next literally half hour, I was listening to that, and I thought, okay, this is what is making people tired of it, is the lecturing, right? It's not, I don't think it's necessarily the vaccine or competent leadership or whatever else he was talking about. It's the fact that people are tired. It's been 9 months, 10 months, and people are getting tired. And so I get home, and I open up my phone just to quickly peruse through the headlines. And there's a story about one of the L.A. County Board of Supervisors. Her name is Sheila Kuhl. And last week, there was a lot of controversy because the Board of Supervisors voted to shut down restaurants for outdoor dining because, well, for no real reason, because they were pressed about the science, and there was no real scientific link between outdoor dining and the surge in coronavirus cases. It's been more linked to small gatherings at people's homes more than it has been to outdoor dining. And really, by closing outdoor dining, you're just pushing more people to small gatherings at people's homes, which is what seems to really be the issue. And apparently Sheila Kuhl, on the day that she voted against or voted for closing down the restaurants, was out to dinner, eating in one of those restaurants. You think, this is just the latest of the story of the Denver mayor who gets caught traveling to see his family after telling him not to. Andrew Cuomo, who said not to gather, having his mother come over. I mean, it's just Gavin Newsom going out to dinner at the French Laundry. It's like,
so is that just the human condition?
Well, I think this is what's making people tired.
People?
You know, it kind of, the correlation here is, what's making people tired is that it's been a long time, number one. And number two, our elected officials aren't following the same rules that they're putting out for us. And that's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. And so why pay attention to them? I guess that's the bottom line here.
Right.
Why would you pay attention to somebody who doesn't pay attention to their own rules? That's the arrogance of power. That really is the unsolicited. There's no restraint. I can do what I want to do. You're my sub. It's like the old days of feudalism, when the landlord owned everything and told everybody what to do, but did what he wanted to himself.
Okay for me, but not for thee.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. All right, so Let's see if we can push that aside.
Thanks
for
indulging me, because I had that correlation in my head.
No, I think that that's a good.
Like,
yeah, no.
It happened in real time, and I just thought to myself, this is what it is, you dope. I wanted to call Chris Cuomo if only I had his number.
Yeah, his number is zero. The CDC has advised a lot of people as to the time and place already. Have you gotten any notices? How are you going to plan? If you're going to get the vaccine, the two of you, I know I call that, well, I'm in touch with my doctor all the time. So there is apparently a huge rallying going on with people now that they know more or less when the vaccine is going to be available. I want mine first, and I'm going to be in line first, and yada, yada. So they call their doctors, or they call whomever. So what is the protocol? Is there an established protocol that people should hear from us as to?
I think the very first thing is that they're taking it to frontline workers, which means I think it will meet them where they are.
Yeah, but how they go, so they go to the hospital and they give it to everybody, they go to the doctor's office, give it to everybody. They go to the nursing homes, give it to people. Is that what you're saying? Somebody rolls up in a truck and has, here's our vaccine, let's go.
Well, especially when it's with the Pfizer stuff, you have to keep it under really, you know, under the optimal circumstances, because it has to be kept at a certain temperature. And so I think that there will be a lot of control in rolling that one out. As far as how we regular people do, I'm not really sure. I don't think anybody's talked about whether or not you coordinate through.
Is there a black market for it? Will there be red flags?
It's a black market for everything, right?
Yeah, I think there is. So
I don't know.
Wondering.
I mean, I think it's a little different because, again, the protocols, especially for the Pfizer vaccine, maybe once the Moderna and the AstraZeneca get.
Well, are they delivered in like a Brinks truck?
It's supposed to be delivered in dry ice. I mean, it's like a big
deal. Yeah, I understand that. But how do they get to this? Somebody put them in the back of their car? They put them in a truck? Do they secure them? I mean, I could see guys on the highway, you know, holding up these trucks and stealing the stuff and selling it on the black market. That's not beyond.
You really think so?
Of course I think so. Are you kidding?
What's
that kind of stuff?
Of course I think so.
Yeah. I think there's every possibility that this kind of stuff can happen. If people will go to the trouble they do to steal some of the things they do, the hottest commodity in the world right now is vaccine. So why are you... I think you're silly if you don't think people are going to try to steal the stuff.
I don't know. I guess, I'm waiting for it to roll out. I'm not overly, jumping for it to inject myself with it. So I guess I'm not thinking of it as like this hot commodity. I'm thinking of it as something that's going to come and probably give people some confidence. And, I don't know. I think that this is why I really had wished that the military would have stayed involved. I know that in some cases, the National Guard in some states will still be involved. It's still unclear, and probably the reason why I can't give you an answer is, like, in California and New York, both governors said, we have to do our own private testing before we'll allow the rollout because of Trump. So I think in California, I haven't heard much about what the protocols are going to be or even if they will be in the next couple of weeks, which I think is really stupid. If it's available and people want it, then they should be able to get their hands on it.
I kind of want to know why the FDA hasn't given approval. Everybody knows what the story is. So what are they?
This is the process. So the approval comes, I think, next week.
So why not hurry it up? What are you waiting for next week?
Do you know? You know what the process normally is. The process normally is 10 years.
But they know now that it's okay. So what is the wait between now and next week? What are they going to find out
between
today?
I don't know. Right. But at least it's faster than it should be, or than normal. I can't believe that what they were able to do in a year is something that normally takes 10 years.
Well, maybe that tells you something about the process in general. Why does it take 10 years to get some of these things done if they can do this in this much time?
Forget vaccines, but, I've got some family stuff going on that's pretty serious right now. And if there's medicine that is available, that the FDA is slow walking through all these test trials and all this. I mean, I know we are very up in the air and split and divided about President Trump, but one of the things that I love about him is the right to try. If you know about an experimental drug, you should be able to try it if you want to, especially if you're at the end stages of your life.
If you want to
commit suicide,
it's your decision.
But
not everybody else's.
I mean, even beyond that, if there's a drug that you think might be able to help you that the FDA is holding on to for 10, 15, 20 years, you should be able to ask for that drug. I don't understand why this process takes so very long. And I guess the answer is probably a lot of lawsuits. They're trying to test, retest again because they don't want the pantsuit off of them. I would imagine that's probably what it's about. And money. You know, the longer you slow walk something,
feds
the more money you
have
to make.
That's it. On the other side, the feds are going to have to come up with $30 billion. They're going to take it out of the money that has not been spent in the pursuit of helping people out so far. There's what, $6 billion laying around or something
still
like that.
Mm-hmm.
There was more, I think 60. I don't remember what the number is. So anyway, the money is probably a secondary thing under the circumstances. Does Grassley vote on it? Grassley is just getting back after he had COVID. They all have to vote on it, I guess, right? Is that how everybody in the
vote on what?
Somebody has to set aside the money that's required. $30 billion in federal funds is going to be needed to get the vaccine into your arm or your butt or wherever it is that they're going to stick the
needle. I understand it, I think it's a House vote because they have the power of the purse. So I do think it's a House vote that comes down to it. I do know that now that Congress is back in session again, they've got two more weeks between now and the end of the year that they're going to be back and working again. And they're pushing to do another stimulus. And this time, imagine that. Oh, maybe a smaller one, kind of like when President Trump had suggested a few months ago. So now they're looking to try to get that done again. And we'll see if they're able to push it through.
Meanwhile, it's time, if you didn't do the PPP, to be talking to your bank. I think most everybody's probably got a notice at this point. You got a notice for your bank about the PPP?
I just checked again yesterday. Nothing.
Really? I have mine. Why choose Calitrin as a healthy weight loss? We've all done this. I've noticed I got on the scale for the first time this morning, and I've noticed that I've put on a couple of pounds over the past week or so. And who hasn't, even if you're alone, you're eating? Thanksgiving, I had a couple of different things, and if you don't meter well what you're eating, then you're going to put weight on. So let's do something that is known for quality, that is known for purity, that is known to work. That's the most important thing. No matter who in your family is looking to lose weight, you're probably best to think about losing it naturally for the health and the well-being. After all, your goal, if you're losing weight, is to be healthier, right? And so this is a gluten-free, this is a drug-free, this is a stimulant-free product, all natural Calitrin that works for 86% of the people who signed on to use it over the last 22 and a half years. It's very, very easy to do. You take four capsules. I take six sometimes because I like the extra effect. It works to quickly break down in your body the fat, the proteins that are in there that are allowing you to weigh more than you do. You don't want to weigh more. You want to weigh less. Weight loss, the number one way to do it and to feel good about what you're doing in the long term is Calitrin. So don't get into a crash diet. Don't take the drugs. Let's go to toploss.com, as I've been recommending for years and years now. Toploss.com, every day on the air. No matter what time of year it is, you've heard me talk about this, and it's a different story, but yet it's the same story. And right now, you can still take advantage of the Thanksgiving special until, I guess, the end of this week. I think that's how long it goes. Buy as many as you want, and you get twice as many for your trouble. That's right. Buy 30, you get 60. Buy 4, you get 8. That sort of stuff. You can do the math. Save a lot of money and lose a lot of weight. Go to toploss.com and use the discount code DJV, what I was going to do, the CLO. DJV is the code to use to save. You don't have to have shipping costs, and you get that special deal. No matter how many you buy, you get twice as many, thanks to the deal at Calitrin's behest. They want to have everybody on it, lose the weight during the, not wait until after the season is over, lose the weight right now at toploss.com.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal's piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
All
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Great deals on the hottest brands.
Get amazing prices on must-have gifts for working or learning from home.
Like laptops, perfect for upgrading your home office or online classroom.
And now at Staples, save up to $280 on laptops, like the HP Pavilion with i5 processor for just $349.99.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
The most wonderful deals of the year are at Staples this holiday.
Ends 12/5/20. In-store only while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed to mainly value.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Not a fan of this, but because it's too, it's not. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas should be upbeat. Let's go. Have a happy Merry Christmas.
Oh, this is one of those songs that will make you just jump out a window. Are you kidding?
Really? All right, it's Carrie Underwood here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. Victoria is off today. Carrie has brought holiday classics and originals to the stage in the new trailer for My Gift. Her Christmas special is going to premiere on HBO Max, let's see, on Thursday night, I think, as a matter of fact. In the newly released My Gift trailer, she accompanied by an orchestra singing standards like this, Holy Night, Let There Be Peace, his favorite time. Additionally, not my cup of tea.
Well, she has a beautiful voice, but she's not going to be
I like her normally. I'm pretty much a fan, yeah. John Legend makes an appearance in the special performance of their duet, Hallelujah. Remember we played that, Jen, a couple of weeks ago? I think let's have a little of that again. I like the sound of that, I think. Didn't I have a week? We had a big discussion about the Hallelujah chorus as a result of this, as I recall. He's got a great voice. I quite a fan.
They both
of his.
Do.
Yeah. Yeah. For Christmas, she says, it was about just being together. So more than anything, I wanted to make this album full of so much love and so much heart. We wanted to bring it to life in a visual way, too. The TV event coincides with her album, My Gift, a collection of Christmas songs that was released actually in late September. In addition to the songs featured in the trailer, Underwood also recorded versions of O Come All Ye Faithful, Away in a Manger, Drummer Boy, featuring her son Isaiah Fisher. The Gift is the second televised holiday event to bear Underwood's name. Back in 2009, she hosted Carrie Underwood, an all-star holiday special with Christina Applegate and Dolly and Brad Paisley. The music skewed more toward her radio hits than holiday tunes. But everybody really
I know
wants
you have
the
that one on
holiday.
Your DVR, right?
Well, no, I don't actually have that on my DVR. I have nothing on my DVR because I don't know how to work the DVR. I know you do. Yeah. All right, Jen, let's move on now. Coming up to 26 after the hour.
So Miley has decided to
try to rip off this song.
Everybody does.
I know they do. And it's a good, you listen to the radio. Yesterday, there are three stations around me, and I actually am listening to the radio a lot when I'm in my truck. I like to listen to the Christmas songs, and Daisy likes it too, I can tell. And whenever there's a lot of repetition with the pop hits from Christmas. There's a little too much repetition. I have not heard this version played on the radio, but I'm sure it's on a lot of the hot the hit. Yeah, right. Miley Cyrus and Lil Nas X appearing on the first episode of Amazon Music Holiday Plays series, airing tonight at 8 it's 8 Eastern, 5 o'clock your time, Jen. Miley performing a mix of songs from her latest album, Plastic Hearts, plus a handful of covers, including new version of Wham's Last Christmas. Miley's stage show will boast a set filled with photographs and memorabilia from the past decade, a replica of her childhood bedroom. And then on the other hand, Lil Nas X is performing his new song, Holiday. Do we have that? Let's hear what that sounds like. Go back. Can you go back to Miley Cyrus?
Why? Lil Nas? Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Phil's on the ones and twos. Wait, Phil. Can you go back to Lil Nas X?
To tease...
How about to Miley? Dolly Parton. Yeah. Beat you.
How about me? You got any recordings of me singing Christmas music? It's Christmas time. Let's focus on the Christmas music. So the Miley special tonight, 8 o'clock, 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is using voter fraud information collected by the Amistad Project. The project's director, Philip Klein, said Monday on Newsmax TV, there's blood in the streets, referring to evidence after crimes have been committed.
What evidence is there to show that a crime has been committed? And we have identified hundreds of thousands of ballots. Now, we do this by reaching out to voters. We crunch the data from the government, and we actually contact the voter, and we see if what they say they did is reflected accurately in the voting rolls. And we've come up with tens of thousands of Republican ballots that were not counted. We've come up with hundreds of thousands of Republicans who say they never requested a ballot, but they voted absentee by somebody else. We've identified people outside of the state who voted within the state, and all of this occurred in the key swing states that we're speaking about.
USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The Philadelphia Eagles defense did their best Monday night against the Seattle Seahawks, keeping Week 12's NFC showdown in reach for much of the game, but fell short 23-17. Seattle Seahawks wide receiver DK Metcalf played like he had a chip on his shoulder.
You know, a place that had a chance to draft me, but no, they didn't, so, you know, I got to make them pay. You know, I still got work to do. One of the defensive coaches came up to me, and it kind of made me mad that he was like, you know, I was in Detroit with Megatron, but you're not there yet. You know, in my mind, I'm not trying to be Megatron. I'm trying to be me. So, you know, had a little chip on my shoulder the whole game.
Metcalf played college football at Ole Miss. He's the son of former Chicago Bears guard Terrence Metcalf. Empty stadiums and fake crowd noise is getting quite old. So when can we start putting fans back in the seats? USA Radio News' Dan Araki looks into it.
Many sports fans are hoping to soon be able to cheer on their teams from the stands once again, something that could still be a ways down the road, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases told Yahoo Sports on Monday that getting back to full arenas and stadiums will mostly depend on how quickly people get vaccinated. Fauci says he doesn't think that will occur before July of next year. When asked about full stadiums for college and pro football next season, Fauci said he believes that is possible. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau. I'm Dan Naraki.
The top three stadiums for football games based on atmosphere are Lambeau Field, home of the Green Bay Packers, CenturyLink Field, Seattle Seahawks, and Gillette Stadium, New England Patriots. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Forget about our, no, that was good. There was a word I choked on there. Don't forget about our DJV Daily Download, featuring conversations about the world that we live in. Black Friday stats, talking about that, our most recent DJV Download, and the all the, even though COVID has been on our mind, there still is a lot of spending going on. Have you seen the numbers, Jennifer? By how much money people are spending, Cyber Monday and Black Friday and, you know, Blue Tuesday,
it's
whatever.
Confidence.
Yeah, that is good for businesses in general, although it'd be nice if we could have lots of people buying gift certificates for restaurants to try to keep in business. They are the ones most vulnerable. It really is a shame, especially a lot of mom and pop. Every town has, for example, where you are in California, what's the best mom-and-pop restaurant? Not going, you have relationships and you go advertise it like Ruth's Chris and that sort of thing, but what's the local hangout that you would go to? I'm trying to think of places that you, that place we go for breakfast, that's
Hill
kind
Street.
Of a local. Yeah, how's
yeah.
that doing?
Hill Street, well, they're having trouble. He's barely clinging to life because, yeah, I mean, the opens, the closures, the, you know, kind of outfitting the place to be able to reopen with safety precautions, and then you spend the money to do that, and then you're closed again.
Mm-hmm. It's just, it's so sad. All right, speaking of sad, Darth Vader has died. Well, he was dead in the movies, but the guy that played Darth Vader has passed away. Right, exactly.
He had COVID, from what I hear, right?
Yes. Yep, he did. Yep, a big guy. And so there are a lot of things in the download every day. A good pointer is a little smile here and there. You can get it where you get your podcasts or djvshow.com. I have to tell a story about what happened last night. I seem a little disoriented today because I actually am. I was up most of the night. The power went off. We had a wild storm here yesterday, late in the afternoon and into the evening.
Wind
so the
and
power,
rain or what kind of storm?
Wind, yeah, no, wind and rain. It was 56 degrees. Wind, rain, lightning, that kind of stuff. And the wind was really whipping around. So the power went out and it came back. And it went out and it came back. And so I have a generator. And so every time the power goes out, it tells itself, because the power isn't there, to automatically start. And it usually takes around 20 seconds, 30 seconds for the entire thing to take place. So the power will go out, the generator gets the signal, it starts, and then you have power again. So it happened in two or three, actually four times, I think, in rapid succession. So the power would go out, it would go on, power. So the power went out, and then the generator couldn't keep up, or the computer couldn't keep up with the on and off and on and off, so it just stalled and had no power. And because the sky was as dark, and it was like it was 9 o'clock or something like that last night.
Were you by yourself?
I was by myself.
Were you scared?
And, well, I took a flashlight and I went downstairs to see if I could figure out what the mechanism, the gear that turns the switch on was stuck. And so I was trying to fiddle with it, and it says on the box, don't do this or you'll die, basically. Don't play with this box. And so I had a screwdriver and I was trying to get into it but the batteries in the flashlight gave out. I dropped it on the ground and the flashlight wouldn't work. And it was so dark. I mean, it was blindingly dark in my basement. So I couldn't, and I thought I knew, you know, where I was walking. And there are a couple of things in the floor and things that I walked around and I fell down. I whacked my head on a lally column and I get up and I'm trying to feel my way around because there's a refrigerator down there. There's a gym down there. There's all kinds of stuff that has been stored. So I'm feeling my way around. But for the first time, I think in my entire life, I couldn't. There was no image at all. You know, sometimes in the dark, you can see a little something somewhere, a little light, but I couldn't. And it was amazing how off my compass was. I thought I was walking in a straight line, and I wasn't. I thought I was going in a direction, but I was actually going in the opposite direction. It kind of reminded me, as I was thinking it through, remember when young Kennedy and his wife and the lady were killed in the plane because they were flying upside down. They didn't know it.
And they didn't know.
You lose something about...
Well, the same thing with Kobe Bryant this year. I mean, one of the elements of that was that they lost kind of the direction as to which way, or the pilot lost where he was because of the fog. It wasn't dark, but it was foggy.
Yeah. Right, yeah. It's a really strange feeling. So if you never had it, good. I'm happy for you. Jennifer Lawrence's camp that she had on a farm in Kentucky had, the fire started and it reduced in short order. Everything burned to the ground. Did you see that? There was she had a camp there of four children and the barn on the farm. Yeah. It's in Simpsonville, Kentucky. Not sure. Is she from Kentucky? I think she's from Kentucky originally, right?
I don't know.
If I'm not mistaken, I think she is. Yeah, right. Anyway, she apparently had horses. I don't think any horses were killed, but there was an indoor riding area for children. They had
Born in Indian Hills, Kentucky.
Yeah, yep. Anyway, so that's kind of devastating when you think about that. Have you ever lost anything, like, completely? Have you ever had an experience in your life where something that you really were close to, not talking about a person, I'm talking about a thing now, that has burned to the ground. I had a farm.
You had a farm, and you also had the one that was not only a fire, but then you have the snow that destroyed a barn. You've had a couple of them in the time that I've known you.
Yeah.
I've never, and I feel like I should knock on wood and thank God, ever had something completely burned down. But my mom's friend, when I was growing up, or her best friend, and someone who lives literally down the street from the house that I grew up in with my mom, they had the story that you always hear about. The Christmas tree caught on fire, and they lost everything.
It was
burned to the ground, their home. Now, they've rebuilt, and they're still in the same place, but it was pretty devastating because her husband had two young boys, and so all of the stuff from, you know, the boys, their all of their family artifacts, really, were just gone. And that was really rough for her for a few years before they started to kind of move on and make some new memories. It was rough. I know, just on a very small scale, and this is so silly, but it's around Christmas, so I'll tell you. Growing up, my mom always had the same set of ornaments. She was not one to do like the themed trees, right? All of our ornaments kind of had meaning, and so she had a ton. I mean, every year that I was alive, she would collect an ornament that kind of represented something I was into. So I had Sesame Street ornaments. I had Barbie, or, you know, just stuff, whatever it was that year that was a big deal for me. She'd always buy an ornament that represented that. And one year our ornaments disappeared.
Really?
From her garage. She kept them in the garage, same place every year, and they were just gone. And we don't know if it was a cleaning lady or
something. You never found out?
Never.
Really?
No. And that was pretty, it seems kind of ridiculous.
People steal the dumbest things. And you think nobody's going to steal the vaccine?
Yeah, I know. You're right. And so, I mean, my mom had nothing. Like, and this was still when I was in the house. We had nothing. Like, it was right before I moved out that these ornaments disappeared. And, you know, ornaments over 25 years of my life, I think, is probably about the time that it disappeared. So then she had people starting to give her new ornaments, which was very sweet. And, like, we were able to kind of restock. And she's not listening now, but I think I told you. She's been taking care of my grandmother, who's been really, really sick.
Yep.
And she's coming home on Friday, so I set up her Christmas tree as a surprise.
Oh, cool.
And it was the first time that I'd actually spent in the last 10 years looking at her ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of cool because I realized she was able to start to rebuild. And these were more representative of her, but she had a lot of Beatles ornaments, a lot of Shakespearean ornaments. Queen Elizabeth is sitting on the tree.
That's cute.
You know, little angel. So she's actually, over the years, been able to rebuild a collection that symbolizes her and her love and passion.
And they're symbols.
Yeah.
I'm still sad
I don't have those ornaments because that would have been something great for me to have as a memory. But
I don't know. We had Christmas at my aunt's house. So the ornaments, we never had ornaments when I was a kid. But I remember when Megan and Brendan were small, they used to make ornaments every year. They'd make little... The little snowflake things,
and
I kept them until it was just, they were dust. They were on the tree every year when the kids were around. So there's that sort of thing. Speaking of holiday decor, Mrs. Trump is making negative remarks about decorating for Christmas.
Even though that was so long ago. That's not new.
Well, but let's look at it on the other side. There was a post shared to her Twitter account. She gave a tour of the decorations in the White House. She said, "I'm delighted to share America the Beautiful, pay tribute to the majority to the majesty of our great nation and the majority of people who are celebrating this land and this time of year." In the video, viewers can see the style of decor in the White House. It's, by the way, you can find it at hashtag White House Christmas or WH Christmas. You've seen it?
I've seen pictures of it. And this has nothing to do with who's in the White House.
No.
I would love to, at some point, see the White House at Christmas, because I think it looks, I mean, it's just...
I was in there one Christmas for a Christmas party at Christmas time, and it really, the way they do it up, it's
And it's all volunteers that put the stuff up, which is
really good. Right.
But yeah, she didn't say anything negative, so what's the deal?
No, well, she had said something... I think
years
blankly.
Ago.
Yeah, right. But, of course, the news media brings it back up again.
You brought it up!
Well, I'm just bringing it up because
At the story. It says no such thing, just that the decorations are up.
I'm just recalling something that had been done before.
Right.
All right, more people in the news in a matter of moments here.
Stephen.
On the DJV program, the Navage way of taking care of your health, Jennifer, those of us who
I just got mine.
And?
I haven't I just opened the box last night, so I'm going to try it. I can't.
You see all the stuff that's in there?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, I was just thinking it'd be this little unit, but no, it's fantastic.
No, no, no. So if you don't know the product Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, perhaps now is the time to acquaint yourself with it, because those of us who have, you could hear it because I was up most of the night, my sinuses, the congestion, there's so many allergens, so much in the air, never mind COVID, stuff that's normally there. But this is even more important a process to go through because of COVID. It makes just good sense. It's good nasal hygiene. You know, they start with your nose because that's where the, that's mostly the eyes and the nose are where the COVID enters your body. So if you want to clean that out and do it well, this is the time to shop for Navage. Go online to Navage.com. They've got a great website. You can look at that too, Jennifer. There is, the website has so much information. I like that. You know, we talk about some of the products like Calitrin, some of the good products that have lots of information. Very, very helpful. Think about all that nasty stuff that's in the air, and then think about how you can clean it out. Keep your nose clean. My father used to say that to me. Keep your nose clean, Dudley. Well, you wash your hands, you brush your teeth, so why not clean your nose? Because a lot of junk. When you were a kid, you pick your nose, Jennifer? Come on.
I'm sure I must have, but...
Yeah, everybody picked their nose.
Probably wasn't the prettiest.
Junk that's trapped up there. Well, this is the way to not have to stick your finger up your nose, I guess. And kind of not very delicate, but that's it. Thanks to Navage, you'll breathe more clearly. You'll be certainly sleeping much better, feeling healthier than ever. This is a great Christmas idea, too, by the way. So you want to find out more about it, go to NAVAGE.com, Navage.com. You can find this and get the confidence that you want to feel better and to be cleaner and fresher. No questions asked when it comes to the guarantee. You can use it, and if you don't like it, you send it back. Nobody's going to go after you, but you'll love it. Navage.com is the place to go. Navage.com. Clean that nose.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
There are stories that inspire us, unite us, that bring out the best in all of us. Americans who become heroes, who become legends. As we celebrate Veterans Day, join us for a very special television event commemorating our heroes. American Valor, We Stand Together. Hosted by Terry Crews and with stories from Harrison Ford, Gary Sinise, Renee Zellweger, and many more, American Valor celebrates the best of who we are as a country. Visit AmericanVeteranCenter.org to learn where you can watch.
Hi, Jen. I see The Rock is at it again. He's got his red hat on and suit, introducing his second collection of holiday ice creams for Salt and Straw. It's a limited edition Dwanta spiked eggnog. Dwanta as opposed to Dwayne. It's Dwayne instead of Santa. Got it?
Swanta? Got it. Dwanta.
Okay. So he's got tequila.
Stretch. Let's be
in
honest.
This ice cream. It's eggnog ice cream spiked with tequila that he's selling.
I'd try it.
You would? Yeah.
I like the flavor of eggnog.
Yeah, I do too, actually. I've had a little. I think that may be one of the reasons I put on a couple of pounds over the last week or so. I saw Mommy kissing Dwan.
Been having a little nog.
Yeah, a little nog. It's four.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com.
That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Tech Talk time is 53 past the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen without Victoria Keelan today, so it's my job to go through some of the stories. It's interesting. On the 26th of this month, the Arizona Cardinals and San Francisco 49ers are playing football, and they're going to skip national television and go to Prime Video and to Twitch and to a couple of local affiliates as part of Amazon's expanded deal with the NFL. Amazon taking over the world one bit at a time. In this particular deal, Amazon locked in streaming rights for Thursday Night Football through 2022, but this Saturday game is a weekend exclusive, one of which the company is guaranteed to host every season. While calling the game an exclusive would suggest that Amazon's platforms are the only way to watch this game. It's also going to be available to stream on mobile through the NFL and the 49ers and the Cardinals and Yahoo Sports mobile properties. Amazon says viewers using its platforms will be able to modify their streams beyond what they would usually see on traditional TV. They're going to use the Amazon X-ray feature for on-demand replays on Prime Video, so it sounds like you'll be able to, you see something you want to look over and you can bring it back so you can look at it again, that play. Amazon originally purchased rights to NFL games in 2017 and reportedly considered purchasing the entire Fox Sports channel in 2018. I think they have a number of channels, actually, buy them all. But for now, these deals are comfortable middle ground for them. And it has actually boosted NFL viewership, it seems, in the process. What Amazon and the NFL can't account for is the pandemic's effect on the football season. Entire games have been postponed because of players with positive tests. Most recently, the Steelers-Ravens game had been moved from Thanksgiving to Cyber Monday. That's on now, I guess, for Wednesday. The 49ers and Cardinals game will be available to stream on Amazon's various platforms at 4:30 Eastern on December the 26th, the day after Christmas, or if you're a local fan, on NBC affiliate KNTV in San Fran, and the Fox affiliate there in Phoenix, KSAZ, have the local broadcasting rights. Sounds kind of complicated, but when you get right down to it, it's more big money being spent to make more big money. I think that's the bottom line, isn't it, huh? The movie Godzilla vs. Kong, according to Chuck Curry, and this report may end up on a streaming service as well because of what's going on in the theater industry.
The Geek Out.
The ever-growing list of big-dollar movies ready for release but due to COVID are just sitting around repeatedly being delayed, along with the hard reality that by the time we've decided it's safe to watch movies in a theater again, the theater industry may have already gone out of business, means more of these movies are moving to streaming services. Greyhound, Mulan, Wonder Woman, Soul are all ones we've previously discussed, but now what is normally a stereotypical summer blockbuster, Godzilla vs. Kong, may end up debuting in your house. Both Netflix and HBO Max have offered to debut it, with reports Netflix has offered $200 million for the rights. It seems more of these movies are likely to move to streaming, and we'll keep you posted at The Geek Out.
Big news from Dell. Their biggest event of the year is here, and you're getting early access. Black Friday is officially on. That's right. Dell is giving you major discounts on computers with Intel Core processors. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/Black Friday.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, now word from General Motors on our get-together here. They've ditched plans to acquire an equity stake in the electric truck company Nikola. They also no longer are going to help engineer and manufacture their battery electric and hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. Well, last week, General Motors, I'm looking through the press release here, announced its plans to acquire an 11% stake in Nikola, and the now the report is that they're not going to do it because Nikola has been accused of fraud in showcasing its vehicle and its technology. The founder has stepped down, as a matter of fact, a board chairman. In the wake of the report, the two companies announced a much diminished agreement that does retain fuel cell partnership, but that's about all. They're not going to work together. General Motors is going to have to come up with its own car, own truck. Well, I think they have anyway. They have the technology already with some of the cars like the Volt, so they'll be okay. But there's a lot of iffy stuff going on with some of these startups, that's for sure.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.